The day kicks off on the banks of the James River at historic Tredegar at 9:30 in the morning.
All 20 museums and historic sites, including the Lumpkins Jail site, will be open for free. And there'll be free bus transportation taking people among all those museums.
The president of the University of Richmond, Dr. Ed Ayers, is an historian and noted authority on the Civil War. Last year, he said, more than 4,000 people took part in Civil War and Emancipation Day in Richmond.
So this year, we're hoping to double that, and that people will be able to see everything from the Virginia Historical Society, the Museum of the Confederacy, to Tredegar Iron Works, to Lumpkins Jail, to the Black History and Cultural Center, Valentine. It's a great chance to actually see the history that sometimes we drive by and think, well, maybe next weekend I'll go. Well, this would be a good time to go, April 16th.
Over the past 25 years, Dr. Ayers said, there has been a revolution in our understanding of the Civil War.
Just imagine, what if you suddenly broaden your vision to include the half the population that were female? And what if you broaden your vision to include the entire institution of slavery and the remarkable fact of freedom for 4 million people? What if you looked at the economic and political aspects of the war as well as the military?
That, he said, is what the Civil War community is doing now.
We're looking at everything, recognizing that it all mattered. And that's one of the great things about the program at the Virginia Historical Society and also the new program at the Museum of the Confederacy and at Tredegar, that they're showing a much broader panorama than people may have learned when they were back in schools.
The Civil War, Dr. Ayers believes,
this profound struggle at the heart of American history never loses its ability, its power to speak to us today. The people speaking in our own language about struggles that happen right here beneath our own feet. And I'm seeing with my own eyes some of the political fights around it seem to be fading away. People realize that you can appreciate the entire range of history and not be doctrinaire about only one part of it counts. And everywhere I go, people are approaching this with such an open heart and such a curiosity. It's wonderful to see.
A number of things rarely seen by the public will be on view April 16th. The Confederate Memorial Chapel and the United Daughters of the Confederacy Memorial Building will both be offering tours every 30 minutes all day. The Virginia Museum of Fine Arts has a guided tour of the home for needy Confederate women, and the Virginia Historical Society's curators and historians will lead tours of its sesquicentennial exhibit, An American Turning Point, the Civil War in Virginia. At the Library of Virginia, they'll display the very fragile Virginia Ordinance of Secession.
We imagine that the people of the past were somehow simpler than ourselves, and we imagine that the past itself was somehow simpler than our own times. But it really was not, and I think that if people ever get feeling sorry for themselves and how hard things may be right now, go back and look at some of the episodes of what it was like to live here when everything that you had was destroyed, or where you were held in slavery and were trying to become free.
Guided tours will be conducted along the Richmond Slave Trail, and there'll be a program featuring Maggie Walker talking about her life in Jackson Ward and a documentary about a 15-year-old girl, Sydney Shavers, at the Black History Museum and Cultural Center of Virginia. To learn more online, go to civilwar.emancipationday.net. John Ogle, WCVE News.